Inner peace begins the moment you choose not to allow another person or event to control your emotions. And that is the thought for today. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's episode of 7 Good Minutes, we have our Freddy Friday segment, where Freddy talks with us about how to find inner peace and happiness. Enjoy.
Your inner peace is priceless. You got to treat life. You got to treat the doubters. You got to treat the haters. You got to treat the naysayers. You got to treat those who are trying to steal your inner joy. Just like my grandma. My granny used to say, "Child, I ain't about to let that person work my nerves." And you got to think the exact same way, because people are going through what they go through and they're miserable. And it makes them feel so much better when they make you miserable. When you can have a great day going on and they can be the one that ruins it. You got to protect your peace, like my bro Trent Shelton says. So please, do yourself a huge favor and don't let them, they, those, or life work on your nerves. Because that leads to stress, and stress leads to all kind of health problems like heart disease, high blood pressure, ulcers. The late great Zig Ziglar says, "Ulcers are not about what you're eating, but rather about what's eating you." So you gotta protect your inner peace at all costs. See, inner peace begins the moment that you make the decision not to allow outside forces to affect the way you feel emotionally. You do have that kind of power. I know sometimes life comes at you so fast, and you have all this going on, you have all of that going on, and you can't seem to get out of your own way. It affects you mentally. So you gotta take a moment. Sometimes you just gotta get away from everything and find your little quiet space and breathe. Blow it out. Meditate. Exercise. Find your happy space. Use your positive releases. Spend time doing exactly what you want to do. Sometimes you just got to do yourself. You may not be able to do it every day, but 3-4 times a week, you got to do exactly what you like. And by all means, distance yourself from those that harm you. Distance yourself from those that cause you stress. I know for me, I was once in a relationship. It wasn't a bad relationship until there was an argument or until there was an issue. Because the young lady I was dating, she knew how to push all of my trigger points. And I pride myself on being peaceful, no drama. That's my motto, NDA, no drama allowed. But she would hit that nerve. And I know you have that person or you have those people that strike that nerve. And before you know it, you're spazzing out. All of your inner peace is right out the window. You gotta remove them from your life. That's exactly what I had to do. She gone. Sometimes he gotta be gone. Those people gotta be gone. And it's okay. They're not wired for you. They're not meant for you. You're built different. Do not, and I repeat, do not let the behavior of others destroy your inner peace. Lock in with me. You cannot calm the storm. So please stop trying. What you can do is calm yourself. Remember, that storm will pass. I heard a wise person say, "Worrying does not empty tomorrow of its troubles. What it does is, it empties today of its strength." Your inner peace is priceless. And that, my friend, is non-negotiable. So I need you to wake up each and every day. Take your woosah moments and say, world, you are not going to steal my inner peace, because I understand that when I got a peace of mind and I'm calm and I can weather any storm, I will find myself climbing over the hump and making each and every day of my life a Wednesday. And this is a great day to win. Let's go.
Please keep in mind, this is about half of the entire presentation. If you're up for a treat, you should definitely listen to the whole thing. You can do so by clicking the link labeled View the Full Video on YouTube in the show notes. So that does it for this episode of 7 Good Minutes. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.